The new documentary Fight Church tells the story of Christian ministers who use mixed martial arts, the style of cage fighting popularized by the professional league, the UFC, as a way to spread the word of God. Preston Hocker is a pastor and an MMA fighter in Norfolk, Virginia. In the film, his father, Rick, who's also a pastor, explains why he has accepted his son's style of ministry.
I didn't see a discrepancy when he began to move towards fighting because I knew that whatever he did, he would use it to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus. When Preston came up with the idea of having a fight club in the church, it was an easy thing to say yes to. Tough guys need Jesus too.
Fight Church was directed by Academy Award winner Daniel Younge and Brian Storkel. Earlier this week, Only a Game's Doug Trabu sat down with the filmmakers.
Daniel Younge and Brian Storkel, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having us.
Brian, in the film, you note that there are an estimated 700 U.S. churches that have mixed martial arts programs. Can you describe how these Fight Church ministers are using MMA?
So, for instance, Paul Burris, whose church is in Rochester, New York, he has a main church building where they hold their Sunday services, and then he has another building on the side that's a huge gym. And during the week, they have all sorts of fight classes there. They also have other, you know, Zumba classes and basketball things. And it's a way to have programs outside of the Sunday service. Any given night, there's some sort of fight training going on or other things. And then occasionally, they'll actually hold a fight at the church in that building.
Daniel, the central theme of the film is this effort to reconcile the basic Christian values like love your neighbor as yourself with the goal of MMA, which is force your opponent into submission through physical force. Can those really be resolved?
Well, ideally, we want to leave it up to the viewer, but I would say that the argument of the subjects in the film is that everyone agrees to a point that nowhere in the Bible is this prohibited. All of them can justify this through Scripture. But then certainly there's opponents in the film who say, I mean, absolutely not. This does not jive with what we consider Christianity.
Part of Fight Church is set against the backdrop of the battle in New York State over whether to legalize MMA. And here's State Assemblyman Bob Riley, who's opposed to mixed martial arts. Let's take a listen.
I don't think you can tell a kid, don't bully in school, be civil to your classmates, and then take them to a fight where you have two men or two women in a cage kneeing each other in the head or slamming their fist into someone lying on the ground.
Football has incredibly violent moments within the rules. Hockey does too, and also has fighting that's semi-condoned by the NHL and other leagues. But you'd never hear somebody say you can't be a Christian and play hockey or football. What do you think makes MMA different for the people who oppose it, like Assemblyman Riley?
That's a pretty cogent argument in the film made by both sides. One side, this is just another sport. The other side says there's no other sport, that the goal of the sport is to physically malign your opponent. There is an argument made by some of the subjects that this is not violence, and they're sort of splitting hairs on the definition of that term. I think it's a pretty violent sport.
At one point in the film, Pastor Paul Burris, a retired fighter who leads a church in Rochester, as you mentioned, is talking about how much he wants to fight again. He's in his mid-30s. He's had 10 concussions. But you can see that it's killing him to just watch. In that moment, it seems like his motivation is more about the love of fighting than his love of God, doesn't it?
I think there is this whole idea of, like, everything that they need to do as pastors needs to be for this one purpose of bringing people in and reaching people for Christ. But honestly, I kind of wish at some points that they would just admit that they like fighting, like, because that's what it comes down to, right? You enjoy this sport. That's what you want to do. So why not combine the two things?
It also completely is in line with their worldview. And they all talk about needing a church and needing a society in our culture now that has more of a warrior ethos.
John Rankin, one of the pastors in the film, is a former pro mixed martial arts fighter with 70 pro bouts to his credit. Here he is describing his view of how MMA and Christianity are linked for him.
I was already a born-again Christian when I started fighting, and I didn't have to rationalize anything. It never even occurred to me that this would be a dilemma for anybody. I believe the call of the gospel is me to be where lost people are, and lost people are watching MMA. So I think that's where we should be.
Later in the film, you show us that Rankin is an avid gun enthusiast, even wearing a weapon in his waistband in church. How did that aspect of his life seem relevant to the MMA part of his ministry?
We've done some test screenings. Half of the people said, you have to take this out of the film. And the other half of the people said, you need to leave this in. This is amazing. Like, this needs to be there. I think for us, it was just he was going to take his kids, his 5-year-old and his 7-year-old, to a gun range and shoot. And in the edit, it seemed to work with the, you know, the things he was saying and talking about raising your, you know, young boys to be men and the lack of a masculine or a war ethos, you know, mentality in the church and in society in general.
There are many scenes in church services in the film, and the pastors are often talking about their own fights or others' fights from the pulpit. Some of the congregation, at least in the panoramic shots, don't seem that excited during those moments. How big of a role does MMA play in those ministries, and do you have a sense of how much support they get for it in the congregation?
I feel like the congregations were very supportive. There's a church on many corners in this country, and if you don't like what your pastor is professing, you can move along. But the seats were filled, and for the most part, I think people were engaged.
A final question for both of you. Were you religious before you worked on the film, and were you into MMA, and have your views on either one of those things changed since the film?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Brian and I come from completely different perspectives. I'm a very much a lapsed Catholic. Brian is an active churchgoer. And I think, honestly, that kept us on the straight and narrow, going down the middle on this and not taking a particular side.
And also, like, bringing in the third aspect, our producer, Evan Kospar, is a huge MMA fan, and he's made another MMA film, you know, called The Hammer. And Dan and myself are not MMA fans. So we had this great balance where we have one MMA fan, one Christian, and one what are you, Dan?
I'll reserve comment.
So it did create a great balance.
Daniel Younge and Brian Storkel are the directors of the new documentary Fight Church. They spoke to Only a Game's Doug Trabue earlier this week. To see the trailer for the film, visit onlyagame.org.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years, offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars, themusicemporium.com. This is NPR.